People in Beni welcome the deployment of troops and tanks. Many want an end to violence that's beset the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for decades. A joint forces operation by the Ugandan and Congolese governments aims to root out the allied democratic forces. The rebel group is accused of massacring thousands of people.
We support this operation and the collaboration between our two presidents to put an end to the ADF killers. We're expecting a lot from this operation because we want to resume with our normal life.
It's a real joy for us to see the UPDF soldiers finally conducting military operation in DRC, mainly in Beni region. It was our demand to end the suffering of the people in Beni and Ituri regions who have long been massacred by the ADF.
The Uganda government blames the ADF for November's suicide bombings in Kampala. The Congolese army have been fighting the rebels for years and introduced martial law in the region 6 months ago.
We decided to bring together our intelligence services, and now we bring together our special forces to work in the ground to make sure we are reducing, if we can reduce 100% of the capacity, we will do so. But the thing here is that clearly we want first to destroy where they are located.
These thick forests surrounding Beni have provided a shelter and strategic base for the ADF. Originally from Uganda, the rebel group has been active for nearly three decades. In the 1990s, it fought against Uganda's president Yoweri Museveni, but was defeated in 2001 and relocated to the DRC. Monitoring groups say attacks have become more widespread, brazen and bloody after the ADF aligned with ISIL 2 years ago. And for the past few days, the joint forces have used artillery and air raids against the rebels and say their days are numbered. But they haven't made clear how long this will take. Laura Badamani, Al Jazeera.